Today is the 11th of November 2019. I am Joseph Mifsud speaking. This is my voice. I would like, first of all, to say that I have absolutely no contact with friends and family and have had no contact with friends and family for a number of months now. It's been almost 2 years to date that the whole issue, blown-up issue, has been presented to the world media and on the world stage as if I had something to do with issues concerning countries or trying to infiltrate absolutely absurd programs, contacts, or any other institutions of the world. I have been a networker all my life, and this is what I am good at. I try to bring one group in contact with another. I repeat and underline, nobody in any service, secret service, intelligence service, or anybody of this sort. If I had any contact with this, I have not known that this person or that person had any link with any institution. So this is extremely important. I have, and I categorically refute, as I did in the only two interventions which I made, one on the Italian La Repubblica and the other one when I was called on the initial day, I think it was the first day, when all this broke out by the Daily Telegraph in London. I have had nothing to do. I tried to do nothing else except, as I've always done, put A in contact with B, B in contact with C, for purely, I would call academic purposes, okay? The idea is to have networks. I've always been involved in think tanks. These think tanks were meant to bring one group to speak to the other about a topical issue. That is all. It was not my intent, never was my intent, to try to obtain any information to pass from one side to the other. I have never done so because I was never in possession of any information which could be useful to one or the other. All I knew were people. People who came from think tanks. In terms of the institutions that I represented in the past, I can assure you, both in the UK, in Italy and elsewhere, I always tried to make sure that young people have the opportunity of interacting with each other. That is all. So, I've been reliably informed recently that Link Campus has been accused of setting issues or being involved with services. I categorically refute and refuse to accept any of this. There has never been anything of this sort. I've had friends and acquaintances, obviously, from the university, but it is important to say that these were representing their own interests, so it was not me trying to put them in touch with somebody else. They never asked me, and I never, absolutely never tried to do that. Whenever I met somebody, and this has been proven over and over again, I tried to keep that person or that institution in mind if there is going to be a project or an event in which that institution can actually play a part in. That is what I try to be. I've always considered myself as also, according to my Catholic creed, to be a bridge builder, building between one and the other. That is all that I wish to do. Obviously, I have my own mind about certain things. So if somebody asks me how things are going to be, what do I think will happen, I obviously have an opinion like every other human being in this world. So it is very, very, very clear. And I repeat that there was no, how would I call it, pressure. There was only advice by my friends, whom I consider to be my friends, and they will always be my friends because they've shown me the hands of friendship, to actually, during the whole explosion of news all over the world, 2 years to date, to actually keep a low profile and spend some time thinking and reflecting about what the events were actually saying. And that is what I have done. I have kept out of the limelight. I have tried to keep myself busy mentally. It is extremely important, finally, as I've just mentioned, that I am given the possibility of coming back to life. It has been very, very difficult for me to live like this, without any human contact, without a human experience, and I believe that I should be given the opportunity to do that. It is extremely important that somebody, somewhere, decides to let me breathe again. Thank you very much.